E.G. White to Addie and May Walling. September 4th, 1905. W-23905. Glendale, Los Angeles, California. September 4th, 1905. We have recently purchased another sanitarium property known as Loma Linda. I am most grateful to the Lord for making it possible for us to secure this property. It lies 60 miles east of Los Angeles on the main line of the Southern Pacific Railway. Its name, Loma Linda, Beautiful Hill, describes the place. Of the 76 acres comprised in the property, about 35 form a beautiful hill, which rises 125 feet above the valley. Upon this hill, the sanitarium building is situated. The main building is an imposing structure of 64 rooms, having 3 stories and a basement. It is completely furnished, heated by steam, and lighted with electricity. It is surrounded with large pepper trees and other shade trees. The entrance steps broaden as one ascends, and from them is entered the glass parlor, a large, beautiful room, 3 sides of which are of glass. In this room, there are 10 rocking chairs, and more can be supplied if necessary. At appropriate distances, there are 2 decorative pillars, which look something like bowls turned upside down, and round these pillars are seats. This room opens into another large parlor, carpeted with excellent body Brussels. In this room, there are 3 lounges, 10 rockers, and some upholstered chairs. The second parlor opens into a spacious hall, which is furnished with easy chairs. At the right of the hall, double doors open into a large dining room. Ascending a few steps, one enters an office room, and this room opens on to a beautiful grove of pepperwood trees. About 10 rods away, on what is known as Summit Hill, there is a group of fine cottages. The central cottage has 9 beautiful rooms and 2 bathrooms. In the basement is the heating plant for the 5 cottages. Prettily grouped around this large cottage are 4 small ones, having 4 rooms each, with bath and toilet. An interesting feature of these cottages is that each room has its veranda, with broad windows running to the floor, so that the beds can be wheeled right out onto the veranda and the patients can sleep in the open air. There is another building, which was known as the Recreation Building. In this is a billiard table, which must have cost $several hundred. This, of course, will be disposed of. A partition runs through this building, and we have thought that one side could be used for meetings and other side for classrooms. The land is well cultivated and will furnish much fruit and many vegetables for the institution. 15 acres of the valley land is in alfalfa hay, 8 acres of the hill in apricots, plums, and lemons. 10 acres are in good-bearing orchard. Many acres of land around the cottages and the main building are laid out in lawns, drives, and walks. There are horses and carriages, cows and poultry, farming implements and wagons. The building and grounds are abundantly supplied with water. This property is now in our possession. It cost the company from whom we purchased it about $140,000. They erected the buildings and ran the place for a time as a sanitarium. Then they tried to operate it as a tourist hotel, but this plan did not succeed, and they decided to sell. It was closed last April, and as the stockholders became more anxious to sell, it was offered to us for $40,000, and for this amount our brethren have purchased it. Oh, how I long to see the sick and suffering coming to this institution! It is one of the most perfect places for a sanitarium that I have ever seen. I thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a place. It is provided with almost everything necessary for sanitarium work, and it is the very place in which sanitarium work can be carried forward by faithful workers. The buildings are all ready, and work must be begun in them as soon as we can secure the necessary physicians and nurses. For some time I have been looking for just such a place as this, with good buildings, all ready for occupancy, surrounded by shade trees and orchards. When I saw Loma Linda, I said, "Thank the Lord. This is the very place that I have been hoping to find." Signed, Ellen G. White.